Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish the second parak of Maseches Klayim with Mishnah Yud Aleph and begin the third parak of Maseches Klayim. So the Mishnah is going to tell us the halacha when you have different crops that look like they're mixed together, but they're not really mixed together. So tevuah nota al gabei tevuah. If grain of one kind is just hovering over, leaning over, because it's growing over grain of another kind. So you have two kinds of grain. You have wheat and barley that are near each other, and the stalks of one of them grew so tall that it started to lean over the stalks of the other one. V'yerek al gabei yerek. Or you have vegetables growing over vegetables that are right next to it. So they're not really growing together, but because they're overgrown, they grow over, they're hovering over each other or leaning on each other. Tevuah al gabei yerek. Or you have grain growing over vegetables. V'yerek al gabei tevuah. You have vegetables growing over grain. Hakol mutar. It's all going to be mutar. Chutz mitalas yavanis. Except for the case of a dalas yavanis, a Greek gourd, because the leaves become tangled up with the other plants when they lean over them. That's what's unique about a Greek gourd. That's what's unique about a Dala'as Yavanis. They grow very, very big leaves, and they extend all the way out. So when they come in contact with the leaves and the stalks of other plants, they get tangled up with the leaves and the stalks of other plants, and that really looks like klayim. So that, because it's near a klayim, that's going to be a problem when it comes to the Dala'as Yavanis. Remeir Omer, Af Hakishus Upolamitri. It's not only the Greek gourd. Cucumbers and Egyptian beans, they also lean over a lot and become tangled up with the neighboring plants. So Veroani is Devrain Midvarai. He says, however, even though that's my tradition that I have from my Rebbeim, I think the Chacham Shita, the Shita of the Tanakama, seems to me to be more correct, that it should really only be the Dalas Yavanis that poses this problem. Meaning I have a Mesorah that it applies also to cucumbers and also to Egyptian beans. But so I have to say over my Mesorah, I have to say over that which I was taught. But near and very midvarai, I still think that Tanakama's opinion is the more correct of the two opinions. Now, Be'ez Hashem, we will begin the third parak of Maseches Klayim, and the Mishnayos continue to be somewhat complex. So says the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to talk about how you can have small amounts of different kinds of vegetables planted together in a tiny garden. In a tiny patch of a garden. So aruga shishisha tfachim al shisha tfachim. Let's say you have a little patch that's only 6 tfachim by 6 tfachim. Think about that for a second, how small 6 tfachim is. A tefach is what? Like 3 to 4 inches? So at most, 6 tfachim by 6 tfachim is 2 feet by 2 feet? How much can you plant in an area that's 2 feet by 2 feet? Zorim betocha chamisha zoronim. You can plant 5 different kinds of vegetables. Arba ba'arba ruchos aruga. 4 on each of the 4 sides of the patch, the echad be'emtza, and one in the middle of the patch. But it's also to plant more than 5 kinds of vegetables, because then they're going to be too close to each other, and it's going to look like it's a big mixture of all the different plants. Ha'ilu gvul gavoa tefach, if the patch has a border around it that's a tefach high and a tefach wide, zorim betocha shlosha asar, then you could plant 13 different species within the patch, because shlosha al kol gvul ugvul, you can have 3 on each of the borders that are raised up, the echad be'emtza, and one in the middle of the patch. So the corners are left empty, and 3 different species are planted in a strip on each of the 4 sides of the border, and each of those species is planted in a 1 by 1 square, and each square is 1.5 tefachim away from the next square. So a large square in the middle is planted in the middle of the 6x6 patch with 1 more species in it. So it's done in such a way that the angle of the 4 corners touches the square in the middle of each of the sides. So it's not so much about the distance, it's about the shape. That since it looks so funny, it's gonna, each one will be able to look distinct. I'm sure in whatever Mishnayos you're using, you have a diagram that shows exactly what this looks like, how you can have 3 on each side. And sort of like a diamond shape in the middle of the 13th plant, and in that way it's going to work. So the Mishnah says, however, there's an exception. L'yita rosh halefes b'toch hagvul. You're not allowed to plant the head of a turnip as one of the species that are on the border, because the head of a turnip fills up the entire border, and it gives it it makes it look like it's mixed in with everything else. So according to the Tanakama, you could take a 6x6 patch and only plant 5 different species in it, even if it has a raised border. Extra species can be planted along the raised border, but not inside the patch itself. So now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shisha Be'emtzai, you can plant six types of vegetables in the middle of the patch that has raised borders, that you don't need to have to have only one inside the raised borders. You can have six inside the raised borders by having six sort of diamond shapes, two rows of three. And so you have six inside plus the 12 on the outside that are on the raised borders. So that's going to leave you with a total of 18 different minim that you plant. So just to summarize what we learned today. So in Mishnah Yud Aleph, in the last Mishnah of Perek Beis, we learned that if you have grains that are overgrowing next to each other, your rakos that are overgrowing next to each other, that's fine, except for Machlokas, what except for? Tanakama said, except for Delas Yavanis, where it really gets entangled, and Rameir said, except for Delas Yavanis, and Kashrus and Pula Mitzri, but then Rameir said, I think the Tanakama's opinion seems more correct than the opinion that I have a Masorah about. And then Mishnah Aleph of Perek Gimel told us how many different types of minim you could plant in a 6 tefach by 6 tefach little patch of a garden. So Tanakama had said that in that patch you could plant 5 different zeronim, 4 on each of the sides and 1 in the middle, but we said that everything changes if there's a raised border, because on the raised border, on each side of the raised border, you can plant 3 different things. So you could have 13, according to the Tanakhama, when you have a raised border. And Rabbi Yehuda went even further, and he said you could have 3 on each raised border and 6 in the middle, so you could have 18 altogether different minim in a patch that's 6 by 6 tefachim with a border that is raised up a little bit. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Paragimel Mishnah Beis.